prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
Well, it's afternoon, so good afternoon, everyone. This is Joey and
Carol.
We are here at
Mysticon,
yes, in Roanoke, Virginia. Yeah, our brains are kind of tired, but we had the opportunity to grab Sammy Caswell, otherwise Castle. Yes. So close. otherwise known as Sammy the Comic Book Man. Yes. And you had a documentary that premiered here, or was filmed, viewed here, right?
Yes.
Whatever.
Screened yesterday.
Yes, yeah. Coffee, my friend, not in my body. But it actually is also going to be at Con Carolina's coming up here in June.
Absolutely. Very excited.
So you kind of do a very interesting outreach program with kids, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about it.
I do a lot of presentations at specifically elementary and middle schools. Third to fifth grade seems to be the best kind of my wheelhouse for dealing with kids. I've done kindergartners and up to seventh graders, but that third to fifth seems to be the best. But I go to a school and I'll do a presentation on comic books and trying to get kids to read, trying to encourage them to read. There are so many kids, especially nowadays, so inundated with iPads and that kind of gaming and that kind of stuff, which there's nothing wrong with, but we're losing reading, which is so very important to everything else, because if you can't read, you can't do math. You know, if you can't read, you can't play the game, because you got to read the instructions. You know,
right.
It's they're losing that. So I try to do a presentation that's kind of fun. It's almost a show and tell kind of thing. I bring some props. I cater it to who I'm working with. I've done some summer camps. I'm getting ready to do some libraries, some kids programs, that kind of stuff. But I'm basically trying to encourage kids to read.
And you've been doing this for a little while now.
Yes, almost 4 years now.
Wow.
I think it'll be 4 years this spring. It's if you got a second, it's kind of an interesting story that I kind of tell in the documentary, but I'll kind of gloss over.
We've got 3 seconds.
I had a buddy I worked with who had a comic collection. He sold it to me. Passed away in a car wreck. When I got to going through the books, finally we had a lot of duplicates. I looked at my wife and I said, you know, I don't know what to do with these books. I'd like to get them in the hands of kids. So I put out a Facebook, said, send me your kids' address, name, the gender, what their interests are, and I'll send them a pack of books. One of my teacher friends said, hey, that's a good idea. You want to come talk to my kids about comic books? I started doing some acting. So I was like, this will work on my improv skills. So
exactly, right.
And it'll encourage kids to read. So I started doing it, and I've done some specialty stuff. I've done a Star Wars one. I did a Halloween one that was all about horror stuff. I did an old folks home this week and did a lot of Archie and Western stuff, because that's what the older gentleman liked. And
yeah, really getting all ages back into reading.
Anybody, the comics is such a big thing now. You know, and we grew up not being as accepted because of our love of comics and nerdy stuff and sci-fi and all of that kind of stuff. It's so great to see everything mainstream, and my heart just sings every time I see Captain America on a TV, on a movie screen, or Daredevil on a TV screen. Who would have thought we'd ever see Iron Fist on TV?
I know, well, Netflix. Yeah. I mean, it really opened up a whole new world for us to be able to get some of those stories told that maybe mainstream
I try to start there and say, look, if you like this stuff, this is where it came from. Read the books. The story is so much more than you actually see.
Yeah, if you're upset because after 2 hours that story's over, you can go back into that world.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. And you're actually based out of Winston-Salem.
Absolutely.
But you're willing to travel.
Absolutely.
You're here in Roanoke. You may be going to some events in the area. Con Carolina's definitely, you've been at Heroes Con before.
Yes.
And
not as Sammy the Comic Book Man, but as a, I've been around the con circuit for years and years and years, especially Comic Cons.
Yeah.
Because I'm a comic fan, so it's.
So what are your favorite, some of your favorite comic books?
I'm a huge Thor person.
She asks as he's wearing a Superman shirt.
Yeah, and I'm getting ready to tell you I'm a Thor person. the first book I ever picked up was Thor 274. I'm a huge Thor person. I love horror, though. There's so much good stuff going in independent horror and fantasy and sci-fi for comics right now. Image is just putting out tons of stuff. Nailbiter is a serial killer book that I'm really into.
I like the horror.
She likes the horror. It's true.
But I mean, I like superheroes too. I'm a pretty big X-Men fan. But Thor's my jam, and that's so good right now. Jason Aaron was at Heroes Con here before last, and I volunteered down there. And somebody asked if they wanted somebody to work his line, and I was like, yes, absolutely. And I walked up to him and I said, you're playing in my childhood right now because you're writing Thor, Star Wars, and Doctor Strange. That's horror, sci-fi, and Thor. I am and he's writing Southern Bastards, and I'm from the South. I was like, you are so deep in my childhood right now. He just laughed.
And you have quite a few comic books at home.
Yes,
you
have just a few.
85 boxes.
85 long boxes.
Yeah.
On my iPad, there's an app called, and I may get them, but if I keep plugging them, they're going to have to send me some money. And I just drew a blank on what it was. Collectors is the app, and you can go in. I can actually, when I buy a new book, because I still collect, I still read, I can scan it, the barcode into my phone, and it transfers over to my iPad into that app.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I have 22,000 unique comic books in that app right now.
Wow.
And I still buy collections. So I'm always looking. And if I buy a collection, I'll go through them, because I have so many, I have a lot of duplicates that goes into my stock for the kids.
Right.
If it's appropriate.
If people had extra comic books that they wanted to donate you, are you interested in that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we will definitely put
And if it's something that they want to donate just for the kid stuff, that's where it'll stay. Even if I go through and it's not in my collection,
yeah,
I'll still keep it in the...
We're the same way with the Geek Gala. Yeah. We have a room of it, and Matt's always like, but... I'm
we
like,
could keep that.
No.
Yeah, no. If it's donated
it's,
for that.
It's for that. So, and he understands, but sometimes like people will come and be on the podcast and donate something, and he's like, oh, I listened to it. I'm like, you opened it? You listened to it? What did you do? And that was the first year we dated. He's like, oh, I get it now. It's not for you. It's for them. And
yeah,
I'm like, yeah.
I mean, it's just a... I've been fortunate to be fairly successful in monetarily in life, and my wife is too, so and my kids are grown and are out on their own and doing well for themselves, so we used to play travel softball all the time, and that took all our money and all our time. And I tell everybody...
Not all your money, because I heard about those things hanging on your wall. So.
Now, once we got past all of that, I have adult ADD, so I had to figure out something I wanted to do, and this is kind of what got me on the roll. And then acting started cropping up. So
what other things have you acted in besides your own personal documentary?
Yeah, it's so weird. When I was doing the Kickstarter for that, I was like, I feel so weird asking people to donate money on a movie with my name on it. It's just, I'm not that kind of guy. I try to be a little humble and a little, you know.
Or as we say down south, humble.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot the question.
What other things you're acting in?
Acting. And then... What got me into it was a zombie movie called Hank vs. the Undead. And my now production partner, Dan Sellers, was doing a short film, and one of the local haunted houses put out a Facebook and said, hey, if you want to volunteer to play a zombie, how about come out? We want you dressed and already done, but if you show up early enough, we'll touch you up some. It was mine and my wife's...
Thanks for watching the
table. It's mine and my wife's 13th anniversary. You want to go play a zombie for a day. So we took my youngest daughter, who was in college, and one of her buddies, and four of us went to play zombies for the day. That turned into a speaking role in that film for me, because he decided to extend it out to a feature length. And then since then, he and I have become production partners in a production company, which has done Sam the Comic Book Man. We've done a short film called Dark Heat that was part of an anthology, The Witching Hour 2, that was filmed in Greensboro. We've done... I'm in a movie that will be coming out this fall called Haunting of Four Points that stars Amber Dawn Fox from Walking Dead. What else have I been in? we're getting ready to start a new short film. I also work with the Original Hollywood Horror Show in Burlington, and we're getting ready to start on a feature. Those guys are actual Hollywood makeup effects artists. Dean won an Emmy for Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Oh, wow.
And they come back to Graham every year and put on a haunted house, and they make movies during the off-season.
Oh, nice.
So I think we're getting ready to crank up on their next feature next month sometime.
Well, Sammy, where would we find you on your Facebook page?
I have Sammy the Comic Book Man Facebook page, or I have a personal Facebook page that I will definitely respond to, or we'll friend, whatever. That's Sammy Castle, SammieCassell.
I didn't even have to prompt him to spell it, like all our other guests.
And again, we podcast. So,
yeah.
And I have Twitter. Twitter, Instagram.
That's right.
This is
live at MystiCon.
Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff is at Sammy Castle. So.
Awesome.
But Sammy the Comic Book Man page is the best way, or recavicproductions.com.
And we'll definitely link that as well. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes. And we look forward to seeing you at Carl Liner's.
Yes.
Woo!
So
all right. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.